Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Eric Andre. Bonus.
You take antidepressants?
No, I take ADD meds as needed. So sometimes that alert gets me alert, but it does the same thing that weed does. So sometimes I'll
Adderall.
Smoke some weed. No, Vyvanse. I'm on the Vyve.
70 milligram.
Wow, that's a lot. No, I do 60, but I dilute it in a water bottle and I sip on it all day. And so I sip probably
70,
20
that's
milligrams.
A lot. I do 65 milligrams.
No. I only do 20, but that water bottle lasts me like 3 days of use. And I probably do it once every 3 weeks.
That's your Molly water.
Yeah, dude. It's awesome. That's the way to do Vyvanse.
Do you ever like drink a little bit and you're like, I'm getting so skinny off this shit, bitch?
It does feel like skinny water because it curbs your appetite like a motherfucker and it makes you so focused.
And it raises your heart rate and burns fat. Yeah.
I can run faster. I can work out longer. Everything is great on Vyvanse.
It gives me a bad crash.
Does it give you one?
I can't do it because of that crash.
I'm starting to notice mine. Is it Vyvanse for you or Adderall?
Either one gives me a horrible crash.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to get off it. I mean, I really don't do it that much. Now for my depression, I have a vagus nerve stimulator. And it's like this thing that I put on my neck and it looks like one of those guys. And it does this like buzzing thing. And then my lip gets pulled down because this nerve is being stimulated. And I hold it for 2 minutes on each side twice a day.
Does it help?
No, it's not doing anything. I told the doctor today. I said, you made me buy this $750 piece of equipment. And I have to do it every day. And I'm like, ugh.
I think doctors are just trying to fucking make some little cash sometimes.
I really do think my doctor cares about my well-being. But I also think that sometimes, you know, they're treating all these things. And sometimes I'm like, I think this is external. You know, like I think it's situational. Like I think I'm just really tired from... Someone should just look at my schedule and diagnose me instead of looking at my blood work.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
I think therein lies the answer to my unhappiness. It's not like in the hemoglobins. It's in the... it's in my Google Calendar.
Work is unnatural. We should all be taking naps after lunch.
Yeah. I love naps so much. And I'm really good at them, actually, so...
You are?
Yeah. Are you good at them?
I used to be. I don't know what happened.
Oh, no. Anxiety?
Yeah, probably.
I've recently started having that. I never related to anxiety where you just are like, your body is like fight or flighting and there's no reason. I never related to people who are like, I don't know. It just comes across and I'm like, what is it about? Do you have a paper due? Like, are you nervous about a call you're getting? And they're like, no, it's just nothing. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I think I'm starting to have it where I'm like, what's going on here? Why am I wide awake and feeling worried and I can't pinpoint it? It's a very scary feeling. I empathize with people who have anxiety. I've really never had it. I have the depression though. I got that depression.
It's the same shit, anxiety and depression.
I don't think it is.
Two different sides of a sliding scale.
Yeah, I guess it is. It always goes hand in hand. I just always thought I had anxiety because people are always like, I have depression and anxiety. You just like, you don't ever say them without, they always go together. But I don't think... I don't think I had anxiety until recently.
Yeah, I think my anxiety is getting worse or something. I don't fucking know.
Fuck. What do you take?
I take Xanax on the plane. I fucking hate flying.
Do you really?
Fucking hate it. Not every flight, but.
Why do you hate flying? Let's talk about that.
Turbulence.
Obviously the fear is turbulence turns into a crash.
I guess so, yeah.
Really? So are you scared the plane's wings are going to break off? Like, yeah. What about the turbulence makes you? Okay, yep. So you know that that's like there's it's like never had happened that the plane wing comes off.
Yeah,
it, in the history of aviation.
I know.
Like it, people might be able to give you one example, but it's like they're built so that they could withstand so much. Does that help you at all or it doesn't at all to know that?
No, it doesn't do shit.
Someone once told me that a, you know what would, does, would it help? And this is a pet peeve of mine. If the pilot would like give you updates or like when it's turbulent, go like, this is nothing. Don't worry about this. We're not worried up here. Wouldn't that help?
A little bit. Or if they were like, hey, there's some rough air coming. If they tell me it's coming, it's not as bad.
I'm saying talk you through it and be like, I fly every day of my life. I know this feels like a lot, but it's...
Yeah, talk me through it, man.
Why not say something nice? You told us all about that credit card we can sign up for and talked about for 15
corporate
minutes.
Chill.
Why can't you pop... Or you tell us about the wind speed of the town we're landing in. Like, why do we give a fuck about that? What direction the wind
is? Yeah, I don't give a fuck about the wind speed.
So tell us that you don't care about this turbulence and that for 20% of people on the flight who are trying to be cool right now but are actually very scared, have some fucking empathy and just say,
ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be rough air coming up, but just know that this is nothing to worry about, and we're so used to it, and just enjoy the ride, and it's a little bit bumpy, but just have fun with it, because that's what we do. Everything's cool.
Like, something like that, because that's how I feel about turbulence now.
Have some empathy, you monsters.
Have some empathy, just because you're not scared of flying, because you do it for a living, and you had an interest in doing it, you wanted to go up there when you don't have to, doesn't mean everyone else, we all are doing this, because we have to. And it's scary to some of us.
Thank you. Thank you for speaking truth to power.
Really, they need to communicate more.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you. I think it needs to change. What if I started an airline called Empathy Air?
Yeah.
And it's just for people who are scared of flying and there's communication constantly from the cockpit to assuage your fears. I think people would sign up for that.
You are living out loud. You are speaking truth to power.
Eric Andre.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.